Good morning. We've been introducing the introduction to Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim has told us about the history of Lashon Hara in the world and in the Jewish people. And just to understand, it's not just a harmless activity. It's something that happens. And it's when it happens, it destroys. Since the serious nature of the destruction that happens because of this Midah, His Hira Torah Usanu Bepratus Al Zeb Alav to Lo Seilech Rachel. The Torah gives us a very specific instruction: Lo Seilech Rachel Be'Amecha. He shouldn't have a talebearer walking among us. It's not like anger or brazenness or mockery or leitzanus or other midos that are also destructive. Those things destroy the nefesh. And the Torah tells us in all sorts of places about how terrible anger or insensitivity is. But Lashon Hara has a much more serious issue around it. When you speak Lashon Hara, you're violating a mitzvah in the Torah. The others are midos that hold the glue of the Torah together. They certainly need to be rooted out. But here, we also have specific terms. This is also another reason. Why does the Torah specify Lashon Hara as opposed to the others? He says, you have to understand that when you deal with Lashon Hara and Rechilus, we're talking about something that includes ases and los ases of Bein Adam L'Chavero and Bein Adam L'Makom, and we're going to explain all of them in the next couple of days. So when you get entrapped into the web of Lashon Hara, and we do unfortunately, we certainly are ripping apart tremendous fabric. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim says he's going to teach us, to see how far Lashon Hara is connected to all sorts of other Isurim that seem quite far from the main issue of telling Lashon Hara. But first you have to know the rules. Lashon Hara and Rechilus. Lashon Hara is speaking badly about his friend. Rechilus is telling somebody else what somebody said about him or did to him. It's also whether it's true or not true. And we're going to see that. We're also going to see that Lashon Hara and Rechilus doesn't matter if it's in front of his face or not. It doesn't matter whether you're the one who's speaking or the one who's listening. We're going to see all of these things are troubling. And if a person accepts what he hears the story and he believes it, even if he doesn't add or he doesn't actively listen, he's still called a person who violates Shem Hashav. He says something that is derogatory. And he is going to be in violation as well. So he says, when we talk about being in violation of things that are arur, or things that are rechilus, whether true or not, we're going to need to understand that each one of these things stands in its own place. And our intention in Lashon Hara and Rechilus, Befanav Shalom, Befanav, Mesaper, Mekabel, true or not true, we need to remember that those things are going to be repeated numerous times, because the Chafetz Chaim wants us to understand so deeply what exactly is going on over here. The prohibition of Lashon Hara is true, whether it applies whether true or not true. It applies whether the subject was there when it was spoken or not. It applies whether you're listening or whether you're talking. It's true when you accept it. Now, the Chafetz Chaim wants us to have this at this point, is to dissuade us from believing that the truth of our information mitigates its status as Lashon Hara. It doesn't make a difference. So mitigating circumstances, it's not usually as great a issue as you think. Lashon Hara, you're going to violate it a lot more than you're not going to violate it. It also tells us to understand that the Torah wants us to know that if we consider the dynamics of Lashon Hara, we're going to discover not only that you violated a law, you trampled many Isurim. You've trampled the Torah itself. If we can put that in our heads, we'll think twice, three times, four times before we allow it to happen. And as a result, we will make not only today a great day, but everyone's days, great days that will last forevermore. Have a terrific day.